It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, Bill and Wendy Show here on 720. And you and I are in the studio.
It's busy in the studio.
We've got a lot of people in the studio, and we have someone on the phone. Go ahead, Bill.
Is this Hannah of Hannah and Dane of Flavor HD fame?
This is. How did you know?
Well, Hannah, it says
it
Hannah.
Says your name.
It says your name on the screen.
Oh.
She just called up to say she didn't like fruitcake.
We're not doing Money Clip anymore, Hannah.
And you're ineligible.
Right. You can't win. How come you're not in studio with us? What happened?
I have a leaking hot water heater.
Oh, no.
Bet it's not leaking hot water. It's cold
now.
You
never do, right?
It is not. And so we are, the repairman should be here any second now.
Actually, he's here. He's going to be on with us during this segment.
Oh, see, we got everything screwed up.
He's calling in for the money clip.
Right.
Oh, see,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're glad that you called in. We hope everything's okay with the house and the water heater.
Thank you. Yeah, no explosions yet.
You're missing a big week. It's very, it's an exciting lineup that you guys have brought in.
As Hannah knows, because she is a big fan of this place as well, this is the fifth anniversary of the Chicago French Market. I was there since day one, you know, the press conference with Mayor Daley and Bill Curtis. Hannah used to stop by there, I think, almost every day on the way home from work.
Almost every day, and I would pick up a snack or something for dinner on my way home. I'd grab it before I got on the train. So we would either nosh on the train or I would have something for dinner or both. And Bill, you recently discovered the French Market as well.
I would say about 6 or 7 months ago, taking the train in, I didn't even know it was there. And I even said to you guys one day on the phone, this is like one of the hidden gems of this city. You walk in there and all of a sudden you're in Europe. It's amazing in there. The food is spectacular. Every kind of food you can imagine at great prices. You get plenty of it. There's no downside to the French Market.
None whatsoever, and they represent so many different types of food because you can get organic, you can get gluten-free, you can grab a sandwich, you can get pasta. There's tons of different stuff.
Can I get cheese?
No, they do not have cheese there.
Oh, forget it then.
Sorry, no cheese.
Pastoral actually has a footprint there, which is fantastic.
I was not aware of that, Hannah, and I wouldn't be aware of it except for the fact that Greg O'Neill, the founder of Pastoral, is with us here in studio as well.
How do I know? I didn't know. I'm so sorry. Well, hello.
Hello there. Thank you, though. I'll send you $20.
And Hannah, one of the things that you like is a lot of the things that you can pick up and take with you on the grocery side of things. But Marion Giraki, who's director of marketing over there at the Chicago French Market, has really done a great job bringing in some of the, you know, it's hard to say because some of them aren't really that old, but iconic food places, celebrity chef run places, and bringing them so that they have a presence at the French Market. Marion, talk about some of the places that you brought in that they're household names and they're right there at Ogilvie Station.
Sure, I'd be happy to. There are quite a few that already began with us that become incredible food destinations. Someone like Fumari Meats. Greg happened to be, this is his third location, but there are people like Saigon Sisters who started in the French Market and now have two other locations. So there are a lot of people that have bounced off here. We have Stephanie Azard with Little Goat is there. Charlie McKinnon with Lily Cues. I really believe when I started leasing this to look for the best of the best food. Mm-hmm. I'm so blessed to be working there, and because I get to go across the city, around the area, and look for the best foods. You'll find that I'm at a cocktail party, and there someone lives in Lombard, and I'll say, so where do you buy your meat? Where do you buy your cheeses? Where do you buy your ham? And I piece it together, and I will watch a TV show. I watched a TV show and found Belle O.T., the woman who had an incredible little tea shop in downtown Downers Grove. She recently closed that location. He's only concentrating on the French Market, but I saw it on Mob Housewives. You know, it was a reality TV show, and I thought, oh, what a cute little shop. The next day, I got in my car, and I drove down, and, Miriam, you know, so I really found
conversations
I'd never
are,
hear
hi,
anybody
I,
say
I saw
that.
You on Mob Housewives.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Exactly that, you know.
Bring
so
your
I,
bubble tea.
Yeah, exactly. Or I read every single piece of anything I could get my hands on Chicago, whether it's the newspapers, magazines, and all artisans. We have the best in this area, so let's just feature it. And you're right. Currently, we have 32 vendors. We are full at this time. And
isn't
it's
that nice to
Yeah,
say.
It is. We just opened Good. Up another, our last shop. I worked on the deal with the owners for the last 8 months. It's called Lolly and Pops.
Yeah.
And they have 30 feet of marble front with all truffles.
Really?
And then they have a chocolate.
I want to lay on that.
Oh. I know. It's It's fantastic. So
there's a sandwich, Marianne, that you can get almost anywhere in New England, but not so much in Chicago, called a lobster roll. And if you've ever been to the East Coast, you know how fantastic they are. One day I was talking about the fact that we can't really find them here in Chicago. Yeah. They're so hard. There's a place called Dull Lobster right there.
That's
correct. Awesome. And they make them, and they're fantastic.
That's correct. Absolutely. He does very well, and it's a beautiful sandwich. And
Where is this little village of French love?
It's just a little bit south and west of Oglevay. It's part of Oglevay Station, but
it's actually under the track.
Yeah.
Right. And then that's difficult for people to imagine, under the track. What does that mean? Because the tracks are actually the second level. It's above us.
Right.
So I usually say we're at 131 North Clinton. We're between Washington and Randolph, Canal and Clinton. So that's the easiest, because that's where our store is. I mean, our shop is 131 North Clinton. And it's because people say, oh, it's in the Oglevay train station. People get off the train, and just like Hertz, they go straight through the revolving door, and they're in this mega mall. But we're actually downstairs. When you come off the trains, you go down the platform stairs.
There's a food court, a more traditional food court in Oglevay Station with some fine places.
Like Panda Express,
right?
Sure.
Authentic Chinese cuisine. Arby's is there. For
Finest.
Pharrell fans.
Uh-huh.
But if you go just a little bit further, it's amazing, the array of food. And it's just, it's unbelievable. You could eat something different every day of the month. It's so good.
And that's what we find. Our lunch hours are packed. We love it. Our dinners crowds are jammed. We have a lot of tours coming in the afternoon. But it's interesting to see groups of people that come in. So we're across the street from Boeing. We're across the street from Navtec. We're a kitty corner from PepsiCo's headquarters. So we get a lot of groups of people coming in shopping for lunch, and they'll say, oh, I'm going to have sushi today. I'm going to have a French sandwich today. I'm going to have banh mi today. Mm-hmm. So people will have different foods, and then they'll eat. Greg?
One of the reasons why we opened our location there and why we thought that the market was so great was because it also touches the suburbs.
Yes.
Because that's the launching off point to the north, northwest, and west suburbs. So you have 200,000 commuters going through twice a day. You're catching them in the morning. You're catching them at lunchtime. You're catching them on the way out. So we're able, a lot of the vendors in there are able to touch Wheaton and Crystal Lake and the North Shore and Oak Park. And that's great, because that also extends our reach without having to open a store in all those places, because
right.
a lot
genius.
Of us are small businesses.
Mm-hmm. And I just like, Greg O'Neill, Chairman American Cheese Society. I want to be the queen of the American
Can
Cheese
Wendy
Society.
Can Wendy be the queen of the Cheese Society,
love cheese.
When's that office coming up, Greg?
I love cheese. Who doesn't love cheese?
Everyone loves
and
cheese.
And melted cheese. Oh, my God.
Can Wendy be the queen, please?
Cheese. Cheese.
Just do a coronation before you leave.
You can see how red I've just turned. Yes.
It's us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN, along with Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. And if that's not enough guests, we have more. Greg and Marianne are here from the French Market. If you have not experienced the magic that is the French Market, all the different incredible foods from all over the galaxy, you got to try it for yourself. It's amazing.
Wherever you go around the galaxy, I don't care if it's Saturn, Pluto, or any of the other planets.
Is this because the Star Wars trailer came out?
We're heavily influenced.
I think the coin of the realm galactically is cheese. Wherever you go, you can communicate, you can barter with cheese.
Oh, if the Death Star was made of cheese, then maybe I'd like Star Wars more.
Darth Vader. I love Brie. I don't know what Darth Vader is. He's just more of like a low voice guy, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, when it comes to great cheese, we have
a low voice guy.
Well, the George Lucas Museum will have to serve some cheese,
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yeah. So, you better go over there.
Yeah.
We have the best of it here, better than the stuff that they serve on the Death Star.
The top character, by the way, Wedge. All right, I just said you have to enjoy cheese and Star Wars to get that, but those two people really enjoyed it. I'm sorry, Dane, go ahead.
That's okay. So Greg O'Neill is here from Pastoral, and he's got some cheeses for us to try. And it's kind of just an example of not only, everybody knows cheese, but this is really great cheese that he's got.
Well, cheese is what we do, and actually the thing that we love is trying to get people to try things they haven't tried before. So we got some great stuff from around the world and around the block. That's kind of the way we approach it. So about half from America and half from the classics overseas.
Oh, nice.
And none of it Cheese Whiz, FYI.
No Cheese
We're
Whiz.
We're Cheese Whizzes, but we don't sell Cheese Whiz. Today we've got a classic Comté, very Gruyere style from Eastern France, big 85-pound wheels. We cut it to order. Really nutty and alpine. Then we have one that I probably shouldn't be able to say on the air because, but it is the name of it.
We won't snicker at all, I promise.
It's called Peppered Ass, and it is from Germany, and it is because it's got peppercorns, and it actually says that in German.
And it is a delicious,
soft, you know, kind of creamy cheese. and shaped like a butt,
which is weird. Not a wheel, a butt.
Just put it in your cheeks. So,
That's a terrible.
I know, it's terrible. We have Red Rock from Southwest Wisconsin, which is kind of the love child of a cheddar and a blue cheese.
Oh.
A beautiful orange flavor.
Oh, wow.
Color with the flavor is really kind of cheddar meets blue cheese.
Yeah.
And then we got Contralto, which is made by one of our famous and favorite cheesemakers up in Northern California on Dante Dairy. And they have Contralto, which is a washed rind cheese that is just gooey. And, you know, the holidays are all about gooey cheeses, entertaining, you know, gift baskets of cheese and charcuterie and stuff. So, you know, when you come to the French market, you can get all sorts of great gifts from all the various vendors.
Mm-hmm.
We do cheese baskets that are they're inspired by the neighborhoods of Chicago. So, you know, French market is based right in the backyard of Fulton Market. So we've got the Fulton Market collection, and it's got all sorts of really neat culinary inspired things. We've got the Magnificent Mile where we're sitting right now. We've got a Magnificent Mile indulgent collection of all sorts of cool stuff.
What a great idea.
Well, it's our 10th anniversary this year at Pastoral, and we decided that we're going to focus all of our gift collections on the various neighborhoods of the city, like Hyde Park and Lincoln Square and Lakeview. And a lot of the other vendors in the market also have amazing gift offerings, like olive oil, and we've got the newest at Lollies and Pop that just opened, they're going to be doing gift presentations of chocolate truffles. Almost every vendor in the marketplace has a gift option.
Well, Greg had mentioned the gifts that you can get, of course, at Pastoral and so many of the vendors there. And so that's an event in and of itself, but there's some great events. And Marion, do you have like a website where people can go to like get the rundown on all the events happening?
ChicagoFrenchMarket.com. It's that easy.
Simple as that.
It's so easy. I want to urge people to get this catalog, the Pastoral catalog that shows there's got to be a dozen or so different baskets you guys put together or plans you put together, each one of them paying tribute, like you said, to the different areas of Chicago. It's stunning to look at this, and I can't even imagine how good it must taste.
And we ship nationwide at pastoralartisan.com. So you can either come and get it at the French Market or order it online and we'll ship it. But the beauty is the French Market is open 6 days a week for people to come in and order those things.
Well, and I think, and Hannah has a French, if you can't make it to the French Market every day, but still want a little bit of France, we're going to have up on the Facebook page, Hannah's got a very French recipe.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is eggnog creme brulee. The recipe is already up on our Facebook page, which is Flavor HD, and Kevin has it, and we'll put it up on your Facebook page.
That sounds so good. Really does.
Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Can't stress that enough. Again, it's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. You guys did a great job on Thanksgiving, by the way. I was just telling Dane, Hannah, it really sounded good.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Thank you. We're always happy to be there.
And we want to thank Greg and Marianne again from the Chicago French Market. What an incredible place. It's one of my favorite places to go.
December 18th, I think, is the anniversary.
Today is actually our 5th anniversary. 5 years ago today, they opened up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the pleasure of working there at that point, but Greg was there, and the owners are flying in from France, and they'll be here on the 18th. So they're an incredible family. It's a second generation, and they do almost all the outdoor markets in Paris.
Really?
Are all there. So if you go to France and you see the outdoor markets that have those beautiful striped awning tents, those are all theirs. That's their trademark. So
please,
the Benzedu markets.
Please tell them I said pamplemousse, which means grapefruit, but it's the only thing I know how to say in French.
Perfect.
And I just want to add in, Greg and Marianne really knocking it out of the park before you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah.
And a shout out to Leslie Cahill, too, who does so much over there.
Absolutely.
I see London, I see France, I see Billy's underpants.
All right, quit it.
Oh,
it turned ugly quick. Thanks,
au revoir,
guys.
Au revoir. Merci.